So I'm not going to make any apologies if those last two videos seemed a little bit overly simplistic, because whilst they might have seemed quite basic to you, I guarantee that they wouldn't have been too basic or simple for other people. Listen, we're all on a journey in life, aren't we? You might be watching this video right now, you're already established in business, doing very, very, very well, in which case none of this stuff's really going to be particularly relevant to you, because you're already going to be grounded in it. But as a coach or as a mentor or as a helper in life, right, remember, people are going to come to you, you know, from a whole array of different backgrounds, sets of life experiences, with a whole broad range of different visions and plans and purposes for their future. And entrepreneurialism, i.e. business, is just going to be one of them. So this is a framework that can be useful to just have a base understanding of. If you do get into working with entrepreneurs or business people, CEOs, you might get into executive coaching. I'm actually going to share with you a really cool, very, very simple executive coaching framework in a couple of videos' time. But for here, all I really want to do is just literally just spell out and help you to become familiarized with the entrepreneur's journey. I think it was years ago, I was watching, it was a Tony Robbins program. Have you heard of Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins? He's been going for a couple of years, relatively established in the field. I think I was reading one of his books, Unlimited Power, and there was a saying that I've kind of just quoted here. It says, people are rewarded in public for what they practice for years in private. And this is a really interesting idea, because as innovators, as pioneers, as initiators, as entrepreneurs, as business people, we can take one of two approaches. We can be initiators of greatness, or we can be imitators of greatness. One approach where we're just simply pioneering, we're being and operating and functioning from our creative best, we're striving to make a difference, to make an impact, to add some value to the world. Imitators tend to just be in it for the money. Now, since I started quite a number of years ago, I've seen a couple of videos pop up online with people talking about the same ideas, pretty much presented with the same sort of diagrams that I've used for around about, what, 5 or 6 or 7 years now. And listen, people are just at where they're at in life. But I guess this gives you a choice. You can choose today who you will be for the rest of your days, an initiator, a pioneer of greatness, or an imitator. Because what I'm going to suggest is that true entrepreneurs aren't ever really going to be too interested in imitating anyone, because there's no need to. Here's the thing, right? We're never going to set out on this journey of entrepreneurialism if we're not inspired to create something or add value. I guess we have this kind of awakening in life, don't we? Where our lives are going in one direction for a number of years. And most people are brought into the world kind of like we're born into this consumer mindset, where, you know, we're brought in, we go to school and we wait for the teachers to give us some information, and then we'll do our best to remember this information. And then we go and we get a job and we, you know, work to make money so we can buy some stuff and have a nice life. And this is very, very cultural, especially through the Western world, isn't it? This mindset of consumerism. But here's the thing, we all wake up one day when our desire to change has become greater than our desire to remain the same. And consumerism might be nice sometimes, it ticks some people's happiness box, but it's very rarely found to be fulfilling. What I've found from personal experience and having worked with a number of pioneers and entrepreneurs over the years is that generally we only ever experience that degree of fulfillment in life when we're able to see that our pioneering efforts, our creativity, is being appreciated and valued and is ultimately making a difference in other people's lives. So the entrepreneur's journey starts with us being inspired. All right, we're no longer motivated by getting some stuff or having the world impact us and make us feel nice, but instead, we kind of get over ourselves just a little bit and we start looking and identifying opportunity for us to get out there and start making a bit of a difference. So we have this realization. It's a real shift in mindset, isn't it? Us stepping out of the slave mentality, if you like, or the Babylonian mindset, and into kingdom, right? We're thinking bigger now. And here's the thing, we can be as inspired as we want to inspire, but if we haven't mastered anything, if we haven't really cracked something in life, then we're not ever going to be seen or respected as an expert or the go-to man or the go-to woman in our field. So it's one thing being inspired to change, but then it's something else changing. And we're only ever really going to change and grow to become an influencer, especially today. There's a couple of terms branded about. You know, are you an influencer? Are you a social influencer? Well, today you can get called a social influencer on social medias if you're a young lady and you, you know, get your breasts out, or you're a young guy and you pump up your biceps and, you know, pucky your lips and do all that kind of pathetic stuff. But seriously, what's influence all about? Well, influence and impact tend to go hand in hand. And we're only ever going to make an impact when we've learned how to put principles into practice. Now, let's just take the helping industries, right? Or the personal development world. We've got these two different approaches we can take. You know, as a life coach right now, you can set yourself up as a guru who, you know, claims to have all the mystical, magical ways of fixing and healing people's lives, or you can be that rock of accountability, you know, who urges and simply assists people through the process of change in their own right, kind of like a conduit of change. Well, the learning process is one thing. Learning information is something else. Retaining information is something else, then putting information into practice and gaining insight and understanding. Now, this is what I've done my best to present and share with you throughout the course, not just dry information, right? But actually some insights, some understandings that you can build into your life and actually work with, all right? Information only gets you so far. It's insight and understanding that gets you the rest of the journey. So, here's the thing, once we have this level of insight and understanding, we can then found something. Now, I don't just want to give you a couple of words here. I want to also share with you how it is that I have kind of worked my way through these steps. So I think it was it 2008 or 2009 when I had this awakening to myself. I realized how completely self-consumed I'd been for much of my life. And then I jumped right back into full-time study. But whilst I was studying full-time, I was also doing part-time courses on an evening. There was never any less than 5 or 6 books on my bed in a night time. I would fall asleep reading books. I would wake up in the morning, I would read books. And I would practice pretty much everything that I was learning right away, because it wasn't about becoming smart. It wasn't about becoming another academic, another intellect. I didn't just want to be a teacher and a regurgitator of information, kind of like what most teachers are today, especially in many of the higher educational establishments. I've got a family member, all right? One of the greatest ironies. A family member, lovely guy, fantastic man. He spent however many years in higher education studying, I think it was the psychology of design or something like this. And, you know, he got his diploma, he got his master's, and he had his award ceremony, and he wore his really nice robe. And then he was unemployed. He'd done nothing for about 12 months. He was absolutely broke, and then applied for a role in the same university that he trained in. And now he teaches the same information that was taught unto him 5-6 years earlier. And, you know, this approach to teaching and influencing people in life completely contradicts science for a start, right? Science is built and based upon old philosophical principles, i.e. knowledge builds upon knowledge. Experience builds upon experience. Wisdom builds upon wisdom. Ideas build upon ideas. And here's the thing, ideas can only build upon ideas, and knowledge can only build upon knowledge when we're putting into practice that which we're learning and gaining new insights. It's then and only then that we can become contributors. Do you see where I'm coming from here? So, when we reach the stage that we're actually putting what we're learning into practice, all right, we gain new insights, and then we can found, right? We can found something, we can pioneer something. It sets us apart. We perhaps might identify a new way of doing something old, or we gain an insight that perhaps no one else has had just yet. And it's not like there's anything new under the sun. It's not like we are inventors of truth, right? But what we sometimes can do when we are committed to this process of learning is just Put new slants on things. And this is pretty much what drives the world forward, isn't it? No one's motivated by old school, all right? The world's moving forward, advancing technologically, scientifically. Everyone wants to move forward. And unless we are driving ourselves and stuff or our industry forward, then we're not actually going to be adding any value. So when I founded First and Foremost, I founded a social enterprise. It was a charitable, a social enterprise in Scotland is kind of like a charity. So it's a business with charitable purposes. So I think I'd set up it was called a Scottish Charitable Incorporated Organisation. And what this basically means is that I needed to develop my business plan. I had my business case, I had my concept, I had my process in place for mentoring ex-military personnel through the transition from military to civilian life. Now, yeah, I'd studied the psychologies, I'd studied coaching, I'd studied neurolinguistic programming and counselling, so I was pretty grounded within myself. I'd learned how to apply the principles, but I'd also been through this military to civilian life transition, so I understood the hurdles and the challenges that guys and girls meet along the way. So right here, this kind of already set me up as expert. I understood myself, I was grounded within myself, and now I was able to guide other people through this process of moving from being ungrounded to grounded. So I founded something that helped people become grounded. Right, look at all this. Where we're actually executing an idea, and we can do this alone or we can do it with others. Now, linking back to an idea that I shared earlier on, you know, we're better together. No person is ever going to be at their productive best when working alone in isolation. We need people around us, all right? What's true for me is going to be true for you, it's true for all people, all right? We're only ever going to be so effective when working alone on our own. So it's good to work with people. When we found an idea, that founding an idea is all about testing the viability of a concept, all right? Coming back to an idea from a few videos ago, having a conversation with that lady who wants to save all the whales and she wants to eradicate and stop murder in the world. Well, that's a fantastic, nice idea, but practically, how are you going to test this one? Where's your outcomes? Where's your results? How do you know that your idea or your concept is actually going to produce some sort of outcome? All right, how have you put yourself to the test? Because this is what starting up's all about. It's about us stepping out of the realms of just being talkers and stepping into the realms of being doers. This is what separates the wheat from the chaff. Those that do much from those that do nothing, but just tend to have an opinion about those people that do much. Oh, come on, you know what I'm talking about here, don't you? All right, I'll tell you what you'll very, very rarely find. You will very, very rarely find a pioneer or an entrepreneur or an innovator or a creative ever having an opinion or slandering another person's works. Why? Because what we understand is that pioneers, entrepreneurs, innovators, and creatives are always doing their best. They're always pushing the boundaries, always pushing the limits, all right? And people who've generally done nothing with their life, i.e. consumers, they sit back and have opinions. Well, I don't like this, I don't like that. There's a spelling mistake on that PowerPoint slide up there. Well, I disagree with this, I disagree with that, whilst having done the square root of nothing with my life. All right, it's the attitude that many people take. What attitude do you take, if you're going to be honest? Are you a consumer or are you a contributor? What do you aspire to be? All right, we can always change. So here, now we start up. So develop some more insights, right? I've grown more experience through setting up this charitable organization, Solid Grounds, and I was now working with a lot of people. I gained a lot of experience very, very quickly. So the question I was asking myself is, okay, cool. So the ideas that I'm understanding, what I'm sharing with people and what I'm kind of coaching people here and the ideas that I'm teaching them, start to make a real impact in people's lives. How can I scale up? And this is when I started considering the fish principle, right? You know, the one I've mentioned a few times, you can give a person a fish and he'll eat for today. You can teach a person how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. Now, I was doing this here with a Solid Ground startup, but now I wanted to scale up. I wanted to see exponential growth. Why? Well, why not? Right, so the only option I had left really available to me was to teach other people the process that I had mastered. All right, now I had to get clear on what my core mission was here. Well, this fish philosophy actually became, believe it or not, my core mission. All right? Teach a person how to teach other people how to fish, and together we end world hunger. Right? Now, I'm not talking about practically ending world hunger, i.e. all of Africa has 3 square meals a day or anything like this, but in terms of the concept of teaching people how to live and operate in an effective way, in a fully functioning way, as contributors and valuable members of society. Could you imagine what the world would look like if everyone got this stuff? Could you imagine how many issues and problems you would have in your local society if people were more focused on what they could give than upon what they could get? Honestly, sadness would be eradicated. Isolation, loneliness, gone. Anxiety, it would be gone. There'd be no need for mental health professions and industries anymore. In fact, there'd most likely not be any requirement for life coaches. But the truth of the matter is, all right, these problems are, you know, I think we've got a few years until society is transformed on this level. But listen, you can play a part in that, can't you? If you're inspired to do so, you're learning right now. So go find something next. Start your entrepreneur's journey. Because here's the thing, scaling up, I became the teacher. And then I started creating training programs such as this. And I reached a stage where I think we'd reached around about 200,000 students across the world. Now, I never expected to experience growth to this scale. Why? Because I was just creating, doing my best, sharing what I was passionate about and what I fundamentally understood through experience. But now other people were saying, Kane, I want to do what you're doing. I want to do what you're doing. So I said, okay, how am I going to do this? We ended up building an academy called Ecology, the Academy of Modern Applied Psychology. And it's not the Academy of Psychology. Psychology is generally theory-based, right? Modern applied psychology is about looking and drawing upon principles, drawing upon ideas, putting them into practice for the purpose of actually seeing tangible outcomes and results, for facilitating change, for making an impact in people's lives, so that these people's lives who've been impacted could go on to make an impact. All right. When we reach this stage, and I'm not saying that I'm there yet, but I'm saying I'm probably getting close, we become recognised as, you know, leading in our field, as an actual influencer, not just a talker anymore. We're not just puckering up and doing some selfies and blasting them out on social media like the rest of the crazy kids, right? We're actually doing something meaningful and valuable with our lives. My friend, this is the entrepreneur's journey. But I'll tell you what, you're never going to progress through these steps in life unless you're putting into practice that which you're learning. So I'll wrap up this video, and I hope I've inspired you. I really do. I hope I've inspired you to move. I'm going to come back to this idea from Tony Robbins, and this is that people are rewarded in public for what they practice for years in private. All right? it's just the truth. It's just a fact. No opinions are to be had about this one. So this is the entrepreneur's journey. All right, there's no action steps, there's no 5-step process that you can take to get from there to there. There is no elevator that you can just jump in that's going to get you to the penthouse apartment. Unfortunately, this is going to take you some time. It's going to require a whole lot of hard work. And it's the time that most people don't want to invest. And it's the hard work that most people throughout society are absolutely allergic to. So listen, you might be saying, okay, what next for you? Well, where are you? Right? Are you inspired? Have you had some sort of realization, some sort of awakening? Is there something in society that frustrates you? Are you really angry about an injustice, you know, that's being done or carried out somewhere? Well, learn, study, research, become the knowledgeable expert in your field, and then start doing something about it. Found something today. Go and start a tribe. Go and start a movement. Why not? What else are you going to do that's better with your life? So on that note, I shall see you again in the next clip. Hope you found this idea useful.